The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, everything in today's readings speaks of this handoff from the Old Covenant to the New Covenant. Clearly in this account in Luke, that handoff begins before Jesus is even born. So when both John the Baptist and Jesus are in the womb, this sort of link between the Old Covenant, that is to say the Old Testament, the New Covenant in Jesus, the New Testament, this link is already formed. And of course, it so happens in divine providence that Mary and Elizabeth are friends, and Mary hears, you know, that Elizabeth is with child and goes to, you know, to see her while she herself is pregnant. And as you know, obviously Luke was reports that as Elizabeth sees Mary coming, the infant leaps in her womb. And Elizabeth, you know, interprets this as this great joy. And of course, she is carrying in her womb the last Old Covenant prophet. She's carrying in her womb, what's going to become the end of, the whole Old Covenant prophetic age. And of course, it's going to be handed over to Jesus, the Son of God, who is in Mary's womb, who is, of course, the initiation of the new covenant, the initiation of the new universal church. And so, Elizabeth, says, those two phrases in the Hail Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, right? Blessed are you who believe that the words of the Lord to you would be fulfilled. So she's got this incredible prophetic inspiration herself, almost a prophetess giving birth to the last prophet. And Mary then begins prophetically pronouncing the Magnificat. And this, of course, it comes from her knowledge that her son is of divine origin, yes, but also from the Holy Spirit, who is kind of giving her this sense. And what's the whole sense of the Magnificat? God is keeping his promise. It's already happening. So he promised to Abraham and to all of our forefathers there was going to be this Messiah. He's made this promise that everything is going to be brought to fruition. He's made this promise that the new Jerusalem is going to occur. He's made this promise that all of this is going to result in the heavenly kingdom. He's made this promise that all of this is going to happen through a lowly person. And I am that lowly person through which, of course, this great transition of the old covenant to the new covenant, the universal church in the very mystical body built on the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus, her son, is going to happen. And she kind of says all of these things in this beautiful prayer, the Magnificat, which tells everybody, that we're going to be freed from our sins. The door to salvation is going to be open to us, and not just to us, but to all the Gentiles. She says, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit exults in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy on those who fear him, and now shifts over to the whole church. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, scattered the proud in their conceit, cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things. It's happening now. He's filled the hungry with good things. He has sent the rich away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel. For he has promised Abraham and to our fathers that he would remember his covenant forever. He has done it. It's now happening. And so we just see this great link. The whole history of Israel is literally being transformed from the old to the new, to the Son of God himself as the Messiah. It's literally being consummated from the very beginning, way before Jesus meets the adult John the Baptist at the baptism. It, of course, occurs right here with this infancy, right here with this connection, as there is almost no separation between the Old and New Covenant. It so beautifully is orchestrated that all the promises to Israel are now being fulfilled. And of course, our salvation is assured for those who put their faith in him. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.